it to you, Caesar. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tagline. Praise God. You know what? I think Charles Jenkins says it better than me. Charles Jenkins expresses exactly how I feel this morning.
Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation,
does not feel this morning. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is my superhero. Joy of the Lord that I feel right now. I just can't.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy.
excited about Jesus this morning, brothers and sisters. I say I'm excited about Jesus this morning. And my prayer this morning comes out of Matthew chapter 6, starting at 6. Matthew chapter 6, starting at the 6th chapter. Lord God, receive this prayer this morning. I give your word back to you. You said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. But it also says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Brothers and sisters, but deliver us from evil. The Bible says, pray ye therefore. So if there wasn't any evil, God wouldn't tell us in Matthew to pray, deliver us from evil. Now, I really wanted to pray this morning against all this craziness with this coronavirus. But you know, every day I pray, every day, I don't know about you, but every day I pray, and I ask God every day for 35 years, deliver me from germs, virus, and bacteria. That's my normal prayer every day. Because I know I've been living long enough to see Mars. I've been living long enough to see SARS. I've been living long enough to see the bird flu. I've been living long enough to see the Asian flu. So I knew a long time ago that God could deliver me from that kind of stuff. So somebody asked me yesterday, well, and then Saturday, Brother Joe went to, Brother Joe is my husband, my number one right hand intercessor, prayer warrior, whatever, all of that, and then some. But when Brother Joe, who handles all the operations for the ministry, went to Costco, he sent me a picture back of this big sign in Costco that said, please don't be something we're limiting paper towels and toilet tissue. And he said, look at this. And I said, yeah. So he just said, I'm going to get some, and then I'm going to go over to Sam's. Because we don't, like some people, you know, we buy in a bulk because we got our house, the healing house, and now the church too. So he went over there and he had his paper towels and toilet tissue and stuff like that stacked up. And he went to use the restroom. And when he came out the restroom, somebody had taken off of his cart one of the, I think it was the toilet tissue, one of them. And I just kind of laughed at myself. And I said, I thank you, Lord God, that you are protecting us against germs, virus, and bacteria in the name of Jesus. So I was thinking about that this morning to do a prayer against that. But the Lord said, deliver us. And I pray deliver us. That's what I pray every day too. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Those are my daily prayers. But today the Lord said, no, Erica, deliver us. Remember where you left off yesterday. So I said, okay. But I want to tell you this. I believe tonight, it's either tonight or Thursday, I'm on Omega Man Radio. I'm back on Omega Man Radio. So it's either tonight, the 10th, I think it's the 12th, though. I think it's Thursday. But I'll let you know. You can check it tonight from 8 to 10. And if I'm on there, I'm going to be talking about witchcraft because I got a vendetta, got a debt I got to pay, the spirit of witchcraft. But it's ugly work. But I gotta tell you something else. I am so happy. I hope and pray I can get her to do a show with me. But if not, I'm going to try. But if you in my area or anywhere near me in Dalton, my friend Sheila Zielinski is going to be visiting me for a couple of days on her way back to California from Washington, D.C. She was over there with some people praying and whatever she was doing. I know it was coming against the kingdom of Satan. So she's going to stop by and spend a couple of days with me. I just love it because, see, I'm the kind of friend, and I have friends. We're not up in each other's face. I don't call people every day. I never have. It's just not my way. But I have a lot of friends, and some of them you're going to meet this year on the TED line, especially since now I have this church to host them. But I got friends that have orphanages and ministries in Vietnam. I just have lots of friends, and all my friends are deliverance ministers, but they're not necessarily not like Sheila. You know, a lot of my friends been at this a long time, but they're missionaries because that's what I was. I come out the mission field. I didn't come out the church. I've been through the church. I grew up Baptist saved, and then I went Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, because I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then even in the Church of God in Christ, that's where I went into the mission field. So I have a long Pentecostal history and Baptist and Pentecostal. And that was one of the things that attracted me to Dalton and the oil and the fire on the water down in Dawsonville is because it was Baptist. It was Baptist being filled by the Holy Ghost. And that really got my attention. Okay, that really got my attention because I prayed for the Baptist church. And I've been praying for the Baptist Church a long, long time. I prayed for the Church of God in Christ. I still would have probably been in the Church of God in Christ, but they did not. They told me that they would not ordain a woman. That's what they told me back in the day. They said I could be a missionary. I could be, I wasn't old enough to be a mother in the church. I didn't want to be nobody's mother anyway. Just, you know, I mean, in the church, you know, that the, it didn't seem like they did anything but just sit over there in white dresses, you know. And I was, you know, it just didn't seem like they did anything. But then, you know, when I really learned about the mission field, that you could go out and you could go bring the gospel where it wasn't known, or where it wasn't known in the fullness, or maybe I could share, which I did. I went up in the mountains in Honduras with the Mosquito Indians and shared the gospel. Praise God. So I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about my friend Sheila coming to visit on her way back to California. And I'm praying that maybe while she's here, I mean, I just cannot let that anointing rest, you know, that maybe she'll do a service or pray for some people up in this way. So we'll see. But anyway, my friend Sheila Zielinski is coming to visit with me for a couple of days. I don't want her to do too much because I want her to rest. But maybe, just maybe, she'll come on here with me, or maybe come on Shannon with me. Or, but if you're in my area and you would like for Sheila maybe to pray with you, if you call me up, I'll see what I can arrange. But I know that God is sending her here. We don't even know what for. But nevertheless, that's what friends are for, and that's what friends do for each other. So don't think somebody has to call you all the time and you got to be in their face. But what you need to know is that they got your back, and that God has them in agreement with you, or has you in agreement with them, because agreement is a powerful thing. Agreement is a real powerful thing, and the witches know it. That's why they have covens. That's why they have groups and gatherings, and that's why they come together in numbers. Brothers and sisters, and the other thing, you got to have friends that are not like you. Nobody wants somebody around them all the time agree with what they say or do. Your friends are supposed to challenge you in your greatness. They're supposed to be able to see that in you and come into agreement with that coming out of you, brothers and sisters. And if they don't do that, if I were you, I don't know if I'd call them friends. You see, I'm going to do a little deliverance this morning, but look in the Bible. Can somebody look this up for me when God called Abraham friend? Remember what I taught you about Abraham yesterday? And I don't know who posted that, but I took yesterday down. Depending on where today goes, I'm gonna take it down too, because I'm gonna put them all together. I had a PDF though, and I'm gonna put them all together, because you know what? This is power to overthrow the new witches. Post that for me, somebody. Maybe I can post it. The new witches. That's what we're dealing with now. The new witches. The new witches. They're a whole different breed. And I really thank God, because I was talking to some other friends of mine in deliverance ministry, and they're coming to visit me too. they're coming to visit me as well. You know why? Because as we were collaborating, as we were putting together what God has given each of us, and we realized we're dealing with the new witches. They done copied, they done studied us, and they done copied us. But I want to tell you something. Don't ever, ever, ever think that there's anything new under the sun. It isn't. New witches picking up all sorcery and pagantry and mixing it with technology. That's what they got, the new witches. The new pagan. The new Satanists. The new Luciferians. And brothers and sisters, the new technology witches and witchcraft. Stuff coming out of the laboratory. I had a thought. I read a newspaper article that said that the scientists, the scientists ran out of money. The scientists that were studying and coming up with the virus for the coronavirus ran out of money 2 years ago. And I said to myself, well, how could they run out of money 2 years ago when it was said that there was no need to develop this virus, but yet and still the media just said it's new. But I read in the scientific journal that Jose showed me, they ran out of money 2 years ago. They cut their funding 2 years ago. And so this is what we got. Father God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke. Destroy the power of these viruses that were formulated for whatever they were formulated for, that are now being unloosed on the men and women of this world. I bind that virus. I command that little head of that virus that attacks the cells to wither up and die in the name of Jesus. Technomancy. Wikipedia, Robert just posted in the chat room. Technomancy. Technological witchcraft. You know who studied that a lot? The late Dr. Pat Holliday. I don't know if she got any books on her website left. I mean, if any books up there, but she had some stuff up there a while back. Father God, your word says no weapon. And your word says you sent your word and you healed and you delivered us from all of our destruction. All. Jesus said he's overcome the world, brothers and sisters, the world. So if Jesus has overcome the world, Jesus has overcome everything in and of and through and by the world. Jesus said, have no fear. Fear does not come from God. God say fear is a spirit. God say fear is a tormentor. And the Lord just revealed Abaddon and Apollyon. God say perfect love, perfected love of God, perfected love of Jesus. Cast out all fear. Perfected love. Cast out all fear because fear has torment. Torment. You know, J.K. Rowling in the Harry Potter book. Somebody look this up for me. Unloose the demon on mankind called Dementor. D-E-M-E-N-T-E-R, Dementor. That was unloosed through the Harry Potter books. That demon was summoned up, called down, drawn down, dementor. D-E-M, dementor. That's a real demon. And what happened is you had children, little children, calling that demon down through the reading out loud of the Harry Potter book that is listed in J.K. Rowling's, which the new witches, they hold conferences. They had a big conference. They meet in groves and burn up images. The new witches, dementors, foul creatures that feed off happy thoughts and memories until that person is left with nothing but the most terrible experiences of their life. They force people to relive their worst memories. Wake up! Wake up! The new witches. The new witches have drawn back and drawn down devils and demons. They know how to do it. They know how to mess with a person's mind. They know how to bring destruction into a human body. The new witches. And then somebody gonna tell me no, brothers and sisters. A person called a person a wolf. And I thought, a wolf. But when you look up wolf in demonology, it's an awful thing to be called. It's a plain old, you know, you would think you wolf. But when somebody call you a witch, I mean, when a witch call you a wolf, they cursing you. They cursing you. It's a certain way a witch can turn their body and then turn their head and look at you backwards. And they just flip the curse on you. I remember when that thing was put, that curse was shot at me in 1995. I wound up losing $3,800. I learned real quick. You know how I know so much about witches? Fighting them and destroying their power. And every time I get in a confrontation, I don't get the answer from God until I come out, until I won, until I've overcome. I told you all, I didn't know nothing about no witchcraft, hoodoo, and all this stuff until they worked it on me. You see, when you go around certain people, I'm talking about different cultures, you see them do different things. Now, I had heard about hoodoo and stuff like that, being an African American. I had heard about voodoo, but, you know, my mother said, it can't hurt you as long as you don't believe in it. Well, I hate to tell you this, my mother was wrong. It can't hurt you. It only matters that the witch believes in it. And when you don't believe in it, then you don't pray against it, which makes you vulnerable. Makes you vulnerable. And see, I really, if you want to know the truth of the matter, I did not want to be known as somebody that's an expert in witchcraft. Just like I didn't want to be known as an expert in incubus succubus. But guess what? I am. And not because I wanted to be, but because God needed somebody to be. And he just said, you're it. Because you won't quit. You're it. And that's why in the Lord's Prayer, which I just read out of Matthew, it says, deliver us from evil. Better take note, I think, brothers and sisters. From Genesis to Revelation, it talks about deliverance. The whole Bible is about deliverance. From what? Evil. It's about deliverance from evil. And I am telling you, after I talked to a couple of my friends, I called up a couple more. And there is an attack that has been launched against deliverance ministers. It's been, up until now, it was against preachers. That's why so many of them was committing suicide. So, witches love power. Power, power, power. They love it because without it, they're nothing. Without it, they can do nothing. And they know if they can take you out, they can counterfeit your anointing. If they can take you out, they can steal your virtue. Remember, virtue went out of Jesus and healed a woman with the issue of blood? It says so. Find that scripture about the virtue. The scripture said Jesus perceived that virtue had gone out of him. But when that woman got up close to Jesus, hear me this morning. Study Jesus. Really study Jesus if you want to overcome the devil. Study Job. I want to get there. Did y'all know that demon Taurus was a real demon? A cloaked figure. I got a podcast on this, don't I, Jessica? The day we uncloaked them witches. It says, thank you, chat room. One Bible says, Robert put up, at the same moment, Jesus felt energy discharging from him. He turned around to the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? Is that it, Jessica? Black veil witchcraft? Is that what my podcast is? See, brothers and sisters, I got 1,000 of them up here. I don't remember, you know. A lot of things I do under the anointing of God. And I write them, and I teach them, and because God gives me so much, I don't archive my stuff because I don't have time. Jessica said, that's what it is, Black Veil Witchcraft. So it's a podcast up there. Do you have the, Jose or Jessica, do you have the, what that podcast is? I taught about it. Lots of people got free from it. But see, this is a different crowd. And the other thing is, a lot of people that come on the tear line, the devil scares them because, I'm sorry, forgive me for laughing. But it's amazing. The devil scares them of the power of God to set them free. And he tricks them. He tricks them to get off the tail line. Because the things that I'm sharing with you, the average person comes up with it and is confronted by it about 5 years later, about 4 years later. I'm a forerunner prophet. I know that. I just don't like to use, I don't like stuff like that. But I know who I am in Christ. I'm a forerunner. And you can prevent a lot of stuff happening to you. Because God says that he will allow nothing to happen or before revealing it unto his prophets. That's why so many prophets come on the tabloid and don't know they're prophets, because God hasn't revealed to them yet that they are prophets. And it's wonderful that way, because then you get equipped. You get equipped with skill, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and then you know how to use what you got. That's how God did me. Oh, thank you. The Black Veil of Witchcraft Exposed. That's the name of that podcast. The Black Veil of Witchcraft Exposed. And there's that's where it is. You can go back. I don't even know what, does that have a date when I taught that? Anyway, I'm looking at the picture. It's South Carolina. This is South Carolina on Pansy Street. So I don't know, but it's up there. It's up there. The Black Veil of Witchcraft Exposed. It's October 31, 2018. Brothers and sisters, I am just stepped up off the boat. The same way God is feeding me now, he's been feeding me like this for about 25 years, because it took me about 5 just to learn the Bible. I am a point woman. I am. And I'm finally going to confess it. Because see, you get to a point in Christ, but he'll let you tell people who you are in him. Not being puffed up, because he know how to keep you humble. I say he knows how to keep us humble. I want you to study. Prayers for spouses are working. That's what Sandra said on the speaker this morning. Well, you know what? We still, I don't think that ended yet. I don't think anything that God has called us into has ended yet. I want you to post Deuteronomy 18. So don't forget, the Black Veil of Witchcraft, whatever that was, revealed or exposed or something. But I have to periodically lay witchcraft down. And then God brings it back up again through an encounter. But I'm not behind in dealing with these witches. I'm a forerunner. And you got to get this. You got to get this, because Satan is empowering them. Satan you see, it used to be he didn't have open churches. It used to be he only had one or two, the Church of Satan. But now he got Luciferian churches. Open. Recruiting every day. Now he got legitimate pagan schools from pre-K to high school. And they're legal and certified. through the public educational system. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 12. When thou art come into the land, this is what God said, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter. Now get this. Or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Go to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Isaiah 29, 4. And thou shalt be brought down and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground. And thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. I'm talking about familiar spirits this morning. And I'm not even talking about the familiar spirits that manifest through a bloodline. You know, familiar spirits through your bloodline that manifest cancer, that manifest heart disease, that manifests diabetes, that manifests all types of sickness and disease. You see, brothers and sisters, familiar spirits are one of the now most dangerous yet active evil spirits in this earth realm. Their major number one characteristic is familiarity. And this familiarity that they seem to operate through most is your family line, your bloodline. And you see, you got people that will say, I'm gonna break this curse. I'm going to break this curse off of you. I'm going to break this spirit. They'll say, I'm going to break the spirit of whoredom. And they'll tell you all about whoredom and harlotry. And then they won't cast out the familiar spirit that's behind it. The familiar spirit that causes some kind of supernatural ignorance about itself. The spirit that, oh boy, excuse me, renounce familiar spirits. I renounce all familiar spirits right now. Thank you, God. I didn't even get through Deuteronomy. I'm amazed here. renounce familiar spirits from a son or a daughter. Renounce familiar spirits from a parent. Renounce, oh my God. Renounce familiar spirits from a consulter with familiar spirits. Renounce familiar spirits from enchanters. Renounce familiar spirits from witches. Renounce familiar spirits from wizards. Renounce familiar spirits from any necromancer. Renounce familiar spirits that peep and mutter. Renounce familiar spirits that whisper. Those operate through the sleep realm and the dream realm. Renounce familiar spirits from the personality of any person you've come in contact with. Renounce familiar spirits that manifest through communication. Renounce familiar spirits through demonic influence this morning. I got these right up. That's why God gave me this scripture this morning. Deuteronomy 18:19, Isaiah 29:4. He wanted me to deal with these and renounce any personal involvement with anyone having demons co-joined with familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Get you some paper towel real quick. In the name of Jesus. Blow your nose. In the name of Jesus, blow your nose. Thank you. All mind binding for me, spirit. Unloose to take your mind captive. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of familiar spirits this morning. Go! We break the power of all familiar spirits that are counterfeiting or counterfeits of God's own Holy Spirit. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out! Loose that body! Go in the name of Jesus! Oh my God. Thank you, God. Thank you. I break, destroy the power of all familiar spirits in manifestation this morning. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. I break all familiar spirits peeping, muttering, and whispering. Go! Go! I break the power of the spirit of deception that works and manifests through familiar spirits. Go! and I break the power of all familiars. Come out of hiding. Come out of hiding in the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of the spirit of the Dementor. Go! Go! Get out! Get out! I break the power of all airways. Familiar spirit. Go! Get out! Get out! I break the power of all lying familiar spirits. Go! Go! I break all bands. All witchcraft bands. Supported by familiar spirits. I break your power this morning. Go! Go in Jesus' name. Wow, I don't know if you know what happened. I don't know if you recognize what happened. That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. You see, this morning, God gave me the scripture. And I really didn't have time. I don't even have numbers on these pages. So what I did, I just typed them real quick, and I was getting ready to share it. And God called all these spirits to judgment. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we're on a new level. That's all I can tell you. We broke through. We broke through the day I prayed with Juliet's brother. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Juliet, you want to dial into the blog talk? Just post the blog talk number and give us a report on your brother. I want to tell y'all something. He went from 3 hours to live to the day they're going to close the womb up. I think it's today. He's been standing. Yes. Standing with an open wound. He's alive. Yay, Dalbert! You see, it only takes one act of faith for God to be able to save a lot of people. God says, when I come, this is what Jesus said, he's coming back. He said, but when I come, will I find faith on this earth? Will I find faith on this earth? When I come, will I find faith on this earth? When Jesus comes, he's going to be looking for faith. Your faith, my faith, our faith, faith in the people of God. And this is why the devil has gotten crazy. In the past few months. Crazy. Brothers and sisters, you got people out here trying to compete in the house of God. For what? It is God that gives people all things. Don't be mad. Don't let the devil make you jealous. And don't let the devil make you crazy. Don't do it. Defeat him, overcome him, and you do it by your faith. By your faith. Don't let him shut you up. Don't let him shut you down. That's his purpose. Cage you in, box you in. It ain't gonna happen. The Bible says, cry loud, bear none. Cry aloud. Spare none. Juliet, are you on the Blog Talk yet? Don't let him do it. Tried to get me and some of my friends as well. He just want to shut us down, but it ain't going to happen. Because when he try to shut me down, I cry louder. When he try to humiliate me, I go out and say, and minister salvation to more people. But when God gave me the opportunity to prove himself strong in praying for Brother Dalbert Hooker. Brother Hooker, Juliet, can you give us a praise report?
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, Caroline. I am just going to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, for your grace, for looking at us the way you look at us through the eyes of love, because you said in your word that love covers multitude of sins. We don't deserve anything, but because of love, we have found favor in your sight, and you have given us something that we didn't deserve, but you love us, and that's what you have done with my brother. And thank you, Dr. Erica, and everybody that has sat in the gap to pray for my brother. My brother texted me yesterday morning, and he said, "This is a miracle. I have slept." The evidence of my healing, Dr. Erica says, is that I will sleep tonight, and I slept all night. I did not wake up, and even I had a dream that I was in a supermarket buying beautiful things, and I was happy, laughing, and walking. The other evidence is, like you told him, that he needs to move and stand up. He said, "I couldn't stand up because he has an open boot from his chest to his belly button, under his belly button." But he said, "I lift my legs, I put them up and down, and I put my hands, and I did have a little pain, but I didn't say, because that's what I'm exercising." The doctors and the nurses said, "No more calling, no more talking, whatever they pray, I think it's working, because every time you talk, you're full of air, and every time you're going to go into surgery, we can't close you or do anything because you're full of air." So he's like, "I can't talk. Tell Dr. Erica, I love her. I do love her. I don't know who that lady is, but I love her." So just tell her that thank you, and that she's my mentor. She will be my teacher, and she will help me, because that's who God put in my path right now. And I never listen to anybody, but there's something about her voice, like a general. But I still have to obey. And last night, I called back, and his friends told me that he was even making jokes and happy. He wanted to pray for a lady that was next to him, that she's dying, but the doctor said he can't talk. But he said to her, "You need to pray for her for salvation, because she can go to hell." So that's the word where we are, and we're just thanking God. And he said, "Tell Dr. Erica, I'm just saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah," the way she told me. That's my song, hallelujah.
I can't wait. I don't know if it's tonight or Thursday when I'm on Shannon's show, but you got to be on there, Juliet, so we can tell Shannon that God answered his prayer with regard to your brother's salvation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
So
Thank you so much. I am speechless.
Yeah, and I got the pictures you sent. Brothers and sisters,
yes,
you got to understand something. I do my best to do what God tells me to do. Now, I'm human, so I make mistakes. But it's not intentional. You know what I'm telling you this morning? But whatever God tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I don't want any of you all, I hope you can see in demonstration here the fruit of obeying God. That's what this is. This is the fruit. And it's the fruit of love. Juliet loved her brother back to life. When the doctors told her, okay, it's over, she said, it's not over till God says it's over. She said that. But I cannot fail to stress, you don't know the pain and the affliction Juliet has been through just to be alive today. And I'm only mentioning this to you because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. All. Now, you either got to believe it or you don't believe it. Can't nobody pump you up. Can't nobody even fake. It can't be fake. It can't be fake. Not you either a believer or you are non-believer. It ain't no gray matter. It ain't no middle of the road. When I prayed with this brother, Juliet said he wasn't going to die. Which one terminated? Mm-hmm. Juliet said he wasn't going to die. I said, that's what the Lord said. Then I'm agreeing with you. And then the Lord put the faith in me. But you see, the Bible says if two of you agree on anything on this earth, if you abide by his commandments, see, everybody want to use the shortcut. Ain't no shortcut in God. You either do or you don't. Either you will or you won't. Either you are or you aren't. Because he is the great I am. I am. I am whatever you need me to be, when you need me to be it, I am. So if you're living a life of doubt and unbelief, then that's what you got. If you're living a life of lies, then that's what you got. So when you need the real God, your lies gonna prevent you from getting it. Your unbelief and doubt gonna prevent you from getting it. And it's so sad. It's so sad because the only reason you can take your next breath, brothers and sisters, is that the Lord allow you. But yet and still, because of that devil, we want to rebel against God. We want to rebel against the fact that God loves us. We want to rebel against the fact that everything we need, God say he's provided everything unto life and godliness through Jesus Christ. But do you believe it for real? Somebody told me the other day, I'm going to the doctor. I said, did you go to Jesus first? That's all I want to know. Boy, they got mad, slammed the phone down on me. I said, now this is really stupid. Stupid. The devil wants to make you ignorant. He has killed so many people through ignorance. Ignorance like what, Eric? Ignorance about God. Ignorance about God's provision for you. And the most important thing, ain't nobody else on this earth going to give up their life for you, brothers and sisters. But Jesus already did. Jesus, God gave you the most precious thing he has, his son. And his son gave you his life. He died so that you could live. Don't you want to live? Don't you want to live abundantly? You got to have faith in God. And that's scripture. What's the scripture? Mark 11:22. Most powerful scripture in the whole Bible. To me, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Four words. Have faith in God. Four words. Have faith in God. I need about 15 people to post that in the chat room this morning. Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Thank you, Juliet. Thank you so much for that praise report.
Thank you so much. Thank you, God. God, have a blessed day. Thank you.
Can you post that in that chat room for me, Mark 11:22? Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now, when's the last time this faith that you have in God, when's the last time you demonstrated it? When's the last time you demonstrated it just by telling somebody God loves you? When's the last time you shared it by telling somebody God loves you? For real. When's the last time? You see, this walk with Jesus is something you got to live out. And the more you live it out, the more he increases it. I read to you Matthew, the Our Father. You know, when the disciples came to Jesus, they said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. But then the Bible says, faith without works is dead, being alone. When is the last time you allowed a transference to happen through you? The witches stole it. What kind of transference? A transference of love. A transference of confidence. A transference that Jesus is alive and real. You got to do your part too. I mean, well, I think Kirk Franklin says it better than me.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Be closer.
remember, it doesn't start from the outside in, but from the inside out. Your inner man. Nothing impossible with him. With him, all things are possible. God wants to heal you spiritually. God wants to hear you, heal you through your soul. And God wants to heal you through your physical body. God wants to heal you in your relationships. God wants to heal you in your finances. God wants to heal you in your environment, giving you peace. Brothers and sisters, receive it. Just receive it. I don't know what this song is, but I'm going out on it. This is Erica Shepherd coming to you from the mountaintops, Dalton, Georgia, coming to you from under an open heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus Believers Church, home of the Deadline Ministry. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you, and he always will. And there's nothing that can stop the love of God but you, if you reject it and you don't want to receive it.
A little something different.
One more time, let me hear you sing.
Oh, oh,
oh.
I like that.
Oh.